Okay, today's daf is Pesach and Daf Tzadi. We left off in Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis. Now, today we're going to discuss, the Gemara is going to begin by discussing how it can work that money paid for a share in a Korban Pesach will be chulin and is not going to remain hegdish. And in that context, we're going to elaborate on different statements of Rav Oshia and Rebbe. It's a little bit confusing, but we'll push our way through. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss whether you can shecht the Korban Pesach for somebody who's currently tameh but is going to be tahar and will be able to eat from the Korban Pesach by nighttime when it's time to eat the Korban. Rav holds we're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach for somebody who was tameh from a sheretz and hasn't yet gone to the mikveh. And the Gemara is going to give two explanations. Because after all, someone who's tummy from a sheretz can also get himself tahar by nighttime to eat the Korban Pesach. So we're going to discuss that on Amud Beis. And the daf is going to conclude by teaching the specific chiddush in allowing both a nida and a zava to have a Korban Pesach shechted for her on the eighth day of her tumah, the eighth day since her tumah. So we'll get to that as well. Now, we left off yesterday with this unusual story. So I just wanted to make a comment or two about it. The Gemara tells the story about Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua eating together with Rav Papa, and Rav Papa ate four times as fast as Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua, so he wanted to split with him. And Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua said, "What are you talking about? You agreed to join together with me, so we shouldn't be able to split." He ultimately convinced him to split, and then he went to eat together with Ravina, and Ravina ate eight times as fast as he ate, and he said, "Wow, I'd rather have Mea Papi rather than Velo Chada Ravina. I'd rather have 100 Rav Papas rather than a single Ravina." So someone asked me last night that, and it's obvious that the math is off. What do you mean 100 Rav Papas? No, you'd rather have, it would be the same if you had 2 Rav Papas and 1 Ravina. No, if Rav Papa ate 4 times as fast and Ravina was eating 8 times as fast as him, why is it Mea Papi? Where does that math come in? So I saw, I had not seen anything yesterday, but I took a look around this morning, and I saw in the Masifta, he quotes from the Mekeves HaMishnah, the following Cheshbon. He says, it could be as follows. If Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua would actually be Mishtatef with 100 people like Rav Papa, with 100 different people who ate 4 times as fast as him. So let's say everyone ate altogether 401 kikaros. By the time Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua would have eaten one kikar, the 100 Rav Papas would have eaten 400, right? So they eat 401 kikaros together. Now, if 101 people would split the cost, of, let's say each kikar costs 1 ma'a. So if 101 people would have split the cost of 401 kikaros, everyone would pay roughly 4 ma'as, right? Everyone would pay a tad under 4 ma'as would be the equal payment if they were all split evenly. So it would turn out that Rav Huna Bar Rav Yeshua would be losing, since he ate 1 ma'a worth of food, he ate 1 kikar, he'd be losing a tad under 3 ma'os by joining in such a shutfus. But if he joins with 1 ravina, so he's splitting everything 50-50. So the time that he eats 1 kikar, the ravina is eating 8 kikaros. So they're 9 kikaros, they're splitting the cost evenly, so it's costing them 4.5. Right, he's paying 4.5 for his chelek, and yet he's only getting 1 ma'a worth of food. So he's losing 3.5 on the deal. So by joining with 100 of papas, he would lose a tad under 3. By joining with 1 ravina, he's losing 3.5. So that's how he mathematically works it out. But I thought the better answer, he quotes here from the Sefer Matzah Chain, that says that the Lashon, and this you find a lot of times in Shas, that the Lashon Mea Papi is an expression that we find elsewhere in Shas. So it was Shigra Delishna, it was on the tip of their tongues, because it's an expression that we find elsewhere. So he said Mea Papi, because after all, why did he say Mea Papi? His name wasn't Papi, it was Papa. Right, it should be Mea Papa, 100 Rav Papas. Why is it Papi? So this expression comes up in Maseches Sota and Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. It's a totally different context, and it doesn't mean Rav Papa or Rav Papi on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis and Sota. It's right at the beginning of Perek Mashuach Melchama, the Perek Maseches Sota that deals with the Kohen Mashuach Melchama who would rally the troops right before going to war, and it talks a little bit about Goliath over there, and it says that Goliath had Mea Papi. That Goliath had 100 stepfathers and 1 father, that his mother was such a zona that she slept with over 101 men in a single night, so he didn't know which one was his father, so he had Mea Papi v'chad nani. So that expression, mea papi, was on the tip of their tongues, because that was an expression that Chazal used. So that's why he used the expression mea papi. So I thought, okay, just to touch back on that, because that was bothering me a little bit. So let's see the Gemara now. We left off in the second wide line on daf peitas amud beis. Tan rabbanan hamamana acher mima al pischo va'al chagigaso. If a person brings other people in on his carbon pesach and his carbon chagiga, ma'al shabiyado chulin, the money that he gets from them to be able to join in his carbon pesach, and so a guy goes and he buys an animal for carbon pesach, he fronts all the money, he pays for the whole thing for the carbon pesach, but then other people want to join with him and he's open to having them join with him, but obviously they're gonna have to pay for their chelek, so they're not paying for the animal is already paid for, it's already bought, so they're giving this one fellow the money. That money is then chulin. He could do whatever he wants with that money. There's no limitations on the money. If a person sells his carbon ola or carbon shlamim, so the sale is totally invalid, but the money has to be nofel nedava, the money has to go to pay for a shalmi nedava, for karbanos. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, how can both of those things be true? If he's done nothing, if he's accomplished nothing, and the money doesn't go anywhere, if the whole sale was invalid, why does the money all of a sudden have kedusha that it has to go l'nedava? So Amarava Knasa, Rava says, it should not be true, but that's a knas midrabanan, to punish a guy who's going to sell. If a person sells carbon ola v'shlamim, so as a way of knas, a way of punishing him for doing so, we make all of the money go toward paying communal karbanos nedava. So says the Gemara, umay kol shehin. Why does it use the expression kol shehin? Kol shehin, ma'us kol shehin yipulim nedava. Just say the ma'us is yipulim nedava. What's kol shehin? Whatever the money is, it's yipulim nedava. So avagav de lo avishav el arba, v'yavol lechamisha, afilu ba'hi yaseh renami kansur rabbanan. The chiddush of the phrase kol shehin is that even if the animal is only worth four and someone paid five for it, even that extra money is yipulim nedava. Even though that clearly shouldn't be part of the sale, that also is Yipulun Adava. So a couple of quick things over here. First of all, lo asav lo klum. A guy sells his carbon ola, carbon shlamim, so the Gemara says he's lo asav lo klum. Not just lo asav klum, but lo asav lo klum. So in the Tshuvas Rami Panu, Ramami Panu, he says that there's a difference between those two expressions. Lo asav klum versus lo asav lo klum. When the Tana is trying to tell us that the Balamaisa is not going to benefit at all from his actions, but we don't think that any sort of kilkel is going to come out of it, so that's when we'll say lo asa klum. He didn't do anything, he accomplished nothing. Nothing terrible is going to happen, but he didn't accomplish anything. He didn't benefit in the way that he wanted to benefit with his actions. But if in addition to not benefiting from his actions, there's also a chashash, that aside from not making any money off of what he's doing, he's also going to cause hefsid, and it would be much better if he would not, it's not just that he didn't accomplish anything, it would be much better had he not done anything at all. That's when we say lo asa velo klum. That's what Rama Mipano says, that he was not marviach, and he was but he was mekalkel b'masav. He actually causes something bad to come out because of his actions. So the Kli Chemda explains that the Kavan of the Brice is telling us that when we say that the Mechira of the Karban Shalom is not Chal, it's not only that that it's not going to work for a Kapara for the Kone, it's also the Gabi the Achila of the Basar. And he says, therefore, the Gemara says, the Gemara is going to say later on in today's daf, that this Brice is against Rabbi Yossi Aglili, because Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds Kachim Kalim Amram and Bailim. So since even according to his shita, the mechira is nachal in regards to the kapara for the kona, the mechir is not going to be chal. Nevertheless, it at least helps legabe the achilas basar that he'll be able to be to eat the basar. So it wouldn't be shaykh to say loas of lo klum. It would be loas of klum. So he says maybe that's why the Rambam writes when someone who's mocher shlam of the Rambam Hilchos Me'ilah says loas of klum. The Rambam leaves out the velo. He doesn't say loas of lo klum because the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And according to that sheet, the mechira is chal legabe the achilas basar. It's just that he didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish vis-a-vis the kapara. So, however, he then goes on to show that that same rule of the Ramami Panu is not followed by the Rambam, that the Rambam doesn't follow that rule of loas of klum versus loas of lo klum. One other quick har over here, we said that even if the guy paid 5 and it was only worth 4, so even then the knas is going to be in effect on all 5, that the money is all yiplul and adava. So the Pischei Sharm says, wait a second, if they made a mistake and they gave him 5, where it really should have cost 4, that's a mistake of more than 1/6, and the halacha is that's ona'a. The whole mekach should be batal midine ona'a. Forget about dinim of kachin, the dinim of dinim amnes of ona'a. So why does the money go to nedava? There's no mekach at all, even if for leaving out the issue that you're not allowed to sell your carbon. So he says it must be that there was some time period where the lokeach would have been able to show someone the animal and to determine what its actual worth was, and in that kind of situation, even a mistake of more than 1/6 is not going to be a bittul mekach. That's the sugya in Maseches Baba Metzia, that if he was given the time to be able to do the proper research to show it to an expert and he's failed to do so, so then there's not going to be a bittul mekach. It could be that he had in mind to give the mocher the extra as a matana. So you're not going to say if that's the case, we shouldn't give a kenas for that extra. Nevertheless, the Gemara says afal pikein. We made a knas. That's the chiddush of this extra knas. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Ula, 3 lines from the bottom. Bitei Raboshia. Efshar diyadi chavrin bavloi taima dahay milsa. It would be wonderful if the Babylonian scholars knew the reason for this idea, namely that zeh hifresh tal lepischo, v'zeh hifresh mos lepischo, heich hektish chal al hektish, diktani mos shaviyad chulin. Here you have a guy, he designates an animal, hektish, a korban. He's going to designate it as a korban pesach. So it is kadosh. Someone then pays money for that animal, money that he himself made kadosh to go for paying for a korban. So you transfer hektish for hektish, and all of a sudden the money ends up being chulin. How do you explain that? How could that possibly be the case? When could money be chulin? If I take money that I'm maktish and I buy a chulin animal with it, so the animal will now become hagdish and the kedusha will transfer. So the money, the animal will become hagdish, the money will become chulin. But I'm taking a hagdish animal and a hagdish money and I'm switching them for each other. How in the world do you end up with money that's chulin when you make such a transaction? So we're going to need to halt cup a little bit on daf tzadi amar aleph over here, as we explain this idea. So first of all, by way of introduction, Abaye is going to explain the Braisa to be going like Rebbe, the Rebbe who says in the Braisa that someone who's maktish a behema for a Korban Pesach, and he allows other people to join with him on the Korban Pesach, the money that other people give to join with him on the Korban Pesach is going to be mischalal and is going to become chulin. The money is not going to become kadosh. And Abaye is going to say, well, there are two ways to explain Rebbe's shita. There are two ways to explain Rebbe why it is that that money becomes chulin. One is al pi Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Oshia explains that the kedusha of the Korban Pesach, when a person takes an animal and designates it as a Korban Pesach, it's a limited kedusha, and that kedusha is different than other korbanos. The Pesach, even after it's hukdash, you're allowed to be mechalil on it the kedusha of money because it's a limited kedusha. It's not a full kedusha. So legabe the halacha of the money that's transferred to it, we treat the Pesach like it's a chulin animal. So if you take kadosh money and you pay for a chelik in the Korban Pesach, the money will become chulin, and the Pesach will now get its full level of Kedusha. Because when you originally designate the animal, Rav Oshia holds, you don't give it the full Kedusha. That's one way of understanding it. Abaye himself does not agree with Rav Oshia. Abaye himself explains that the Kedusha of the Korban Pesach is just like any other Korban. It has full Kedusha. But when someone is Makdish money in order to be able to join in on a Korban Pesach, he's Makdish the money al menas that when he gives it to the Bala Pesach, it's going to become chulin. So it's not the kedusha of the animal that's limited, it's the kedusha of the money that's limited. something's got to give, something's got to be limited in order to end up with chulin money. But that's the way Abaye himself understands. So Abaye says that these two ways of understanding Rebbe are totally in how to understand a Mishnah Meseches Temura. The Mishnah in Temura and Daf Lamed and Beis says that if a person gives a zona for her payment, he pays a zona with a behema that's kadosh l'mizbeach, a behema that's designated as a carbon, that behema does not become asur as a carbon, even though normally there's a rule in the Torah, a halacha in the Torah called esnan zona, that if you give an animal, if a man gives an animal to a zona as her payment, that animal cannot be used as a carbon. But if you hear, what's he giving her? An animal that's already a carbon. It's already has kedushas carbon, so that does not become asur mishum esnan zona. And the Brisa says, how do I know that? We learn it from a pasuk. So the implication is that without a special pasuk teaching me that din, we would have assumed that the animal does become aser. But wait a second. How could you aser the animal? The behema doesn't belong to you. It's already hekdish by the time you give it, by the time the guy gives it to the zona. So how can we say that the animal is aser? Person can aser davar sheino shalo. So there are two ways to be metari to that kushya, that issue, and how to explain Rebbe is taloi in those two ways. So again, we have Rebbe's shita that when someone buys in on a carbon pesach, the money becomes chulin. We have two ways to explain Rebbe. Shita, or we will have two ways to explain Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Oshia's way, where the Kedusha of the animal is limited, and Abaye's way, where the Kedusha of the money is limited. Those two ways of understanding Rabbi are totally in two ways of explaining the Mishnah Meseches Temura of why it is when a man gives a hektish animal to a woman as her esnan, why it is that we would have had a hava amina that such an animal would have been usher. After all, they know the most of davar sheino shalo. How could we even add such a hava? I mean, at the end, we don't hold that way. The Mishnah says it doesn't become usher, but it's only because of a special pasuk. But what the hava amina would have been? Two ways to learn that hava amina. We'll be told in two ways to learn Rebbe. So now, given that background, that structure, let's see the Gemara. So Amar Abaye, ilavdu ukme Rabbi Oshia lahi. Had Rabbi Oshia not said that the Mishnah in Temura b'memana, with giving the animal of hekdesh to the zona, is b'memana zona al pischo, is talking about where you include, what does it mean you gave a hekdesh animal to the zona? Rabbi Oshia says it means that you include, that the man included the zona on his carbon pesach, and that's what the Mishnah says, that such a behema does not become usher mishum esnan zona. When the Brisa says, had I not learned from a pasuk that the behema is mutter, I would have assumed that it is aser. That's Rebbe, who holds that a person is makdish an animal for his carbon pesach, and the money that you give him to join with him on the carbon pesach becomes chulin. So Rabbi Oshia explains that the reason for Rebbe is because the carbon pesach has limited Kedusha, that the Karban Pesach is really Mamun Bailim, and the person who's Makdish Karban Pesach leaves over in the Kedusha, he's not Makdish it entirely. That's why, had I not had a Pasuk, I would have thought that he does have the ability to Aser it. So that's where Rabbi Oshia will explain the Mishnah in Temura. Again, Mishnah in Temura, when it says that a man gives a Karban to the woman as her payment, Rabbi Oshia says that's talking about not that he gives her an animal that is a Karban, he lets her be included on his Karban Pesach. Oh, Karban Pesach is not full Kedusha. He's sort of the owner of the Karban Pesach. He limits the Kedusha of the animal that's being used for his Karban Pesach. That's why we would have a Hava Mina that he has the right to Aser it. It is his in a certain sense. Savamukmina Lalahi, Sabai says, had Rabbi Oshia not said that, I would have said that Mishnah is talking about Bekachim Kalim, not about a Karban Pesach, it's talking about all other Kachim, and Yistam just giving her an animal. I would have said that Mishnah va'aliba d'Rabbi Yossi Aglili d'amar kachim kalim amun bailim hu. I would have said that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that all kachim kalim really belongs to the bailim, And that's why there's a hava amina, that he has the ability to aser that animal by making it eslan zona, by giving it to the zona. Aval b'pesach, but I never would have said that Mishnah is going like Shitas Rebbe, because I would hold that Rebbe by Karban Pesach does not think that you limit the kedusha of the animal. Abaye says, that's not what I don't think the kedusha of the animal is limited in any way. Aval pesach lo mishayir inish. Person does not leave over any sort of kedusha in the animal. And that which Rebbe says, that the money that you give to join in the Karban Pesach is chulin, that's for a different reason. That's because when it comes to the money, you leave over some kedusha. When you designate money to buy in on a Karban Pesach, you're limiting the kedusha of the money. When you originally designate money to buy a Karban Pesach, you are doing it al das, that it's going to be chulin when you buy in. That brisa that's in our sugya that says that the money that you get for the Karban Pesach for the minoy and the karban is chulin, is Rebbe hi umishum hachi, and that's why Moshe biyadu chulin. That's why our brisa says the money is chulin. The mos vade mishayirinish, because the money you definitely leave over. So vahi, and that mishnah in Tamura, the kamokli la Raboshia karebi lo makminilan aleana karebi, that Raboshia says is going like Rebbe. I would not have said is going like Rebbe. The bepesach lo mishayirinish, because again Abaye says I hold that when it comes to being maktish an animal for a Karban Pesach, a person does not leave over any kedusha. He's fully maktish it, and therefore there's never a hava mina that he has the ability to turn that animal into esnan zona. Like we said, when you designate money, that's where you leave over some of the kedusha. Veha, and the brisa in our sugya that says that the money that you give to join in the Karban Pesach, we can't say it's going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili and say that the reason the money is chulin is because according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, all kachim kalim is not momen hegdish, it's momen bailim, and that's why the money is chulin. Why can't we just say that's the explanation of our brisa? Ta'ataniba, because it says in the brisa, va'amochar olaso shlamav lo'asav lo klum, that when you sell your karban olah, your karban shlamim, you've accomplished nothing. Now according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that's kachim kalim. You did accomplish something. It's momen bailim. You are allowed to sell it. So we can't say our Bryce is going like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Our Bryce is going like Rebbe. But my understanding of Rebbe, says Abaye, is not that the animal has limited Kedusha, but that the money has limited Kedusha. So now Abaye finishes up, and Abaye says, V'hashu du'ukme, Rabbi Yossi Elahi, b'mana zon al pischo. But once Rabbi Yossi says that the Mishnah in Tamur is talking about not where you stam, give a kachim animal to the woman as her payment, but rather you include the woman on your carbon Pesach, and the Brisa over there says that the Verebihi, and that which the Brisa says we need a pasuk to teach me that it does not become Esnan, is assuming like Rebbe. So Shema Mina Disfirle, we see that Rabbi Yossi holds within Shitas Rebbe that Afilu Bepischo Meshayirinish, that it's not the money that has limited Kedusha, it's the Karban that has limited Kedusha. It's confusing because he keeps repeating the same thing over and over again. Meaning, once you have that Hakdama, that Rabbi Yossi understands that it's the Kedusha of the Karban that's limited, and Abaye understands that it's the kedusha of the money that's limited, so that everything else flows. Then it's just it's clear what's going on over here. Why is the money chulin? The money is chulin is because something wasn't fully kodesh beforehand, so the money is able to be chulin. So the Gemara says, okay, where were these original statements of Rabbi Oshia and Rebbe made? Mayhid Rabbi Oshia. On what Mishnah was Rabbi Oshia talking when he said this idea that the kedusha of the karban is limited? So Ditznan, we have a Mishnah Maseches Tmura, and now we're going to go back to the original source to explain what Mishnah we're talking about. But again, we already explained this. Nasan la, if a guy gives to his zona mukdashin be'es nana, he gives her something, that an animal, it's mukdash to mizbech, as her esnan, as her payment, hare ilu mutarin, that those animals you can bring on the mizbech, there's no isra of esnan zona. Ofos de chulin, if he gives her regular chulin birds, hare ilu asurin, those birds are not allowed to be used as a karban. That's real esnan zona. So the Mishnah explains, shahaya badin, because one might have thought that the birds should be mutter to use as a karban based on the following kal v'chomer. Umay imukdashim, when it comes to behemos that are hegdish, which is more chamor than birds, in that shamum posel behen, a mum would passel a hegdish animal, a mum doesn't passel a bird. bird. Only a mechusar aver would possible a bird. A bird is missing a wing or something. It would be possible. Ein esna, and still ein esnanu mechir chal alehen. The isra of esnan zona, the isra of mechir kelev is not going to be chal on an animal that's already kadosh, because the guy has no right to make something that's already kadosh and doesn't belong to him. Aser. So ofos, an of chulin, which has a lesser level than behemos mukdashin, in that chain of mum posel behen, that mum is not going to possible it from being brought in the mizbeach, from being mukta, from being makdash in the mizbeach. Then certainly the Isra of Esan, the Isra of Mechir, should not be chal in it. Tamalomer, that's why the Pasuk says that Lo Savi Esan Zon Mechir Kel L'chol Neder. And the word Kol is a reboy, L'rabel Sisa Ophos. Teach me that the Isra is chal even on Ophos. So on that, the Brisa says, now wait a second, once we say that ofos become possible from a din of esr and mechir, so then we can learn kav l'chomer l'mukdashin, that mukdashin should also be subject to esnan, because me'ata ma ofos she'ina mum posel behem, if by ofos where there's no mum, a mum will not possible it, and still esr and mechir chal aleihen, still they could have an isr of esnan zon and mechir kelev, so mukdashin, which is more chomer than ofos, in that sh'amum posel behen, ein adin she'esr and mechir chal aleihen, then certainly esr Mechir should be chal in it. Tamalomer lechol neder prat l'nader. That's why the pasuk says lechol neder, to teach me that we exclude something that's already kadosh from becoming esnan zona, and that's why behemos mukdashim cannot become esnan zona. So the Gemara says ela taima de kasav rachmana lechol neder. Neder. So the reason that the kadoshim animals cannot become esnan zona is because we have a pasuk that says lechol neder. The implication is halafa. Without that drasha, havamina muktashim chal iser esnan aleihen, that kachim animals can have an iser esnan chal on them. But how does that make any sense? A person can't ask for davar sheino shelo. So why does the Brisa assume it's only with a pasuk that we know that the animal that a man gives, a kachim animal that a man gives to his zona, cannot become aser for the mizbeach? Of course, it can't be aser for the mizbeach. It doesn't belong to him. In that context, Rabbi Oshia said his original din. Again, we explained all this in advance. Rabbi Oshia explained, no, we're talking about a specific case where the guy doesn't stand pay a kachim animal to the woman. He's memane zon al pischo. He includes a zona on his carbon pesach. And we're assuming, like the Shita of Rebbe, that when you're makdish an animal's carbon pesach, you leave over something in the kedusha of the animal. Now the Gemara says, okay, great. That's where we originally had Rabbi Oshia's statement. My Rebbe, what is the statement of Rebbe that we have, that Pesach is Momon Bailim, that we're talking about? So the Gemara explains, the Tanya. We have a Braisa that says as follows by Korban Pesach. V'im yimat habayis miyos miseh, Pasuk goes on to say, v'loka hu shcheino karov el beso. Pasuk teaches us, im yimat habayis miyos miseh, that let's say a guy doesn't have enough money to pay for everything he needs for the Korban Pesach, so what does he do? Join in with other neighbors to join in your Korban Pesach. They'll pay for their portion, then you'll have a little extra money and you'll be able to pay for everything. Hachiyehu miseh. You should come up with your chiyus, you should come up with what you need, the money that you need to live, the money that you need to do this mitzvah, you should come up with by joining together your neighbor together with you, and that way you'll be able to raise the capital to do whatever you need. So mikadei achila, that from the tzarchei achila of the Korban Pesach, you don't have enough money, so v'lo mikadei mekach, but you can't use that money if you're missing stam, you just want to raise capital for your own business interests, meaning to raise the money by having your neighbor join with your own Korban Pesach, that's great if you want to raise capital to be able to do the mitzvah, but not if you want to raise capital stam to be able to invest in something. And Rebbe Omer, af mikdei mekach, Rebbe holds, even if stam, you just want more money in your house, you want to invest in something, you could have a neighbor join with you on the Korban Pesach for that reason also. Shemein lo, if you don't have something that you want to buy schora with, mimana acharima al pischa val chagoso, umo shabiyado chulin. So get a neighbor to pay you some money to join in your Korban Pesach, and that money is total chulin. Shal menask tein hikdishu Yisrael es pischeim. Because that's when we originally designate money for a Korban Pesach, it's understood that it's going to become chulin when you actually buy in on somebody's Korban Pesach. So that's the sheet of Rebbe we keep throwing around. The sheet of Rebbe that the money of that's paid for a Korban Pesach is going to be totally chulin. So Rabbi Zera, There is a machlokas amorayim, how to understand the machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. Again, we had a simple machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim. When someone buys in on your Karban Pesach, what can that money be used for? The Chachamim say only for Karban needs, for mitzvah needs. Rebbe says, no, whatever you want, it's absolute chulin. So machlokas amorayim, how to understand the machlokas tanaim. Chad amar be'etzim litzliya, so kuli am lo pligi, dekem de tekanta de pesachu, kigufa de pesach dami. That if you're buying, you want to buy wood to roast the Karban Pesach with that money, even the Rabbanan would have no problem with that. That's absolutely fine. That's the Karban Pesach. That's using it for the Karban Pesach. Ki pligi b'matzah u'marar. The machlok is, what about buying matzah and marar? Rabbanan savri ha'achila achritihi. The Rabbanan say, that has nothing to do with the Karban Pesach. That's a separate achila, matzah u'marar. And Rebbe savar, kevin d'achshera de pesachu, kegufa for the pesach dami. That since the matzah u'marar is part of the hechsher of the Karban Pesach, al matzah u'smor m'yochlu hu, you eat matzah u'marar together with Karban Pesach, that it's part of somehow the tzarche achilas ha'pesach, so it's considered to be part of the Karban Pesach itself. This L'chorah would relate very much to the sugya in the 10th parak about whether we eat matzah marah and pesach all together or they're eaten independently. So anyway, the chadamar and the other shita in Amoraim says, no, but matzah marah namikuli amalo pligi diksiv al matzah marah miyachluhu. Everyone would agree matzah marah is considered part of the Karban Pesach. They came to the machshir and the pesach and the nuka pesach dami. Everyone would hold you're allowed to use the money that you get for someone to join your Karban Pesach for the sake of matzah marah. Keep pligi, the whole machlokas is likach bo chaluk, likach bo talis. Stam, you want to buy a nice suit for yantif, you want to buy something new. So that's what the machlokas is. Rabbanan savri miyos misel amrachmana hachiyeu laseh, that you can have other people to join in with you on your Karban Pesach if you can use that money for the Karban Pesach or something associated even loosely with the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Savar, Rabbi says, Hachiyeh Atzmecha Miseh. You don't have to be Hachiyehu Miseh to give for the money of the animal. You may enjoy your own life with the money that you get for the Seh, with the money that you get for other people to join your Karban Pesach. You can do whatever you want with the money. So the Gemara says, La baye da amar, ilav da okma, rabo shilaihi bimanazon al piskov, rabihi, hav mukmini la bakachim kalim, va libidor drabiosi aglili. So according to Abaye, the Gemara is going to just explain, how could Abaye explain the Shita of Rabbi? According to Abaye, who says that had Rabbi Oshia not said that the Mishnah in Temura is talking about where you allow the Zona to join in on your Karban Pesach, and it's assuming like the Shita of Rabbi that the money becomes, that the Karban Pesach is limited in its Kedusha, I would have said, says Abaye, that the Mishnah in Temura, when we say that you're giving the zona kachim, is talking about regular kachim animals, and it's going like the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Domer Kachim Kalim Omen Bailimhu, who says that you have the right to aser a kachim kalim animal because you are the owner of the kachim kalim animal, and it's only a pasuk that tells me that it does not become esnan zona in that case. Aval, but I never would have said the Mishnah is talking about a Karban Pesach. And it's going like Rebbe, because I hold in the sheet of Rebbe that bePesach lo mashayirinish. I think Rebbe holds that there is no limitation on the kedusha of the Karban Pesach. Well, wait a second. According to that sheet of Abaye, Hakatani Behadya, it says beferish in the sheet of Rebbe that the reason you're allowed to use the money of the Pesach is because she'almenas kein hikdishu Yisrael. That's the way you were makdish the Karban Pesach originally. Sounds like that it's all because of the limited kedusha of the Karban Pesach. So how could Abaye disagree with Rabbi Oshia and say that no, the Karban Pesach is full kedusha? It's a limited kedusha on the money that you designated. That's what's limited, not the Karban Pesach. So how could you say that? It says beferish shalmanas kein hikdishu Yisrael es pischehen. So says Gemara Ema shalmanas kein hikdishu Yisrael. You need to read it differently. What it should say is Almanas Kein Hikdishu Yisrael, not Pischehen, but Ma'os Pischehen, the money for the Karban Pesach. Okay, that is the tougher part of today's daf. Now, just a quick note: there is a No, we're not going to have time for it. So let's go back. So let's see the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Zav Sharash Te Ri'ils. If a Zav, so a little bit of background. In order for a person, the halachas of Zav, Zava, and Nida are basically as follows. On a Daraisa level, a woman becomes a Nida. When a woman becomes a Nida, she's Tameh for a grand total of 7 days. That includes all the days that she sees Dam. She could bleed for the full 7 days. She's clean at the very last moment. She goes to the mikveh that night, only at night, and she is totally fine. However, on a Daraisa level, a woman can also become a Zava. At different times of the month, depending on the calendar, a woman can also become a Zava. If a woman becomes a Zava Gedola, which only happens if she sees Dam 3 days in a row, three consecutive days, so if she becomes, at certain times of the month, if she becomes a Zava Gedola, Mida Oraisa, she needs Shiva Nikim, seven consecutive clean days, cannot go to the mikvah before she has seven consecutive clean days. However, Mida Oraisa, she can go to the mikvah on the daytime of the seventh day. She doesn't have to wait till the nighttime of the seventh day. The only reason we don't allow that is because if a woman, we assume every woman who's in Nida is a Zava Gedola automatically, even if she bleeds for less than 3 days. That's one of the, it goes back to the times of the Gemara, Benos Yisrael, Chmir, Alatman, Shafil, Rose, Tibestam, Chardol, Yoshua, Shivanakim. She always needs Shivanakim. That's non-negotiable. So if a woman goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, technically that should be Mitire her on the seventh of her Shivanakim. But we're afraid to allow that because if she then bleeds again later on that seventh day, it's not just that she's going to be tummy from the time she bleeds and on, it's going to be megala that the whole time she was tummy. That going to the mikvah didn't work, she was tummy the entire time. So if we let her go to the mikvah 11 o'clock in the morning on the seventh day, 12 o'clock she's with her husband, 1 o'clock she bleeds, then at 12 o'clock she did an Isser Kares with her husband. So that's why we don't allow going to the mikvah on the seventh day. She only goes to the mikvah on the seventh night. But Mido Raisa, she can go on the seventh day. Now, a Zava who only sees for 1 day or for 2 days, she's only Tamei that day and the following day, or those 2 days and the following day, and she just has to make sure she doesn't see Dam the following day, and then she can be Tahora. Another difference, that's what's called the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, 1 day or 2 days. Now, another difference between Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom and a Zava Gedola is that a Zava Gedola needs to bring Karbanos. After she goes to the mikveh that day, or the seventh day, or night, the next day she brings Karbanos in order to totally affect the Tara and to be able to eat Kachim. But a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom doesn't have to bring Karbanos. A Nida does not have to bring Karbanos. But a Zava Gedola has to bring Karbanos. What about by a man? A man can become a Zav also. So a man, it's a little bit different. If he sees just once, so he does not require he doesn't have 7 days of Tumah. But if he sees twice, he's already Tameh for 7 days. And if he sees three times, and it doesn't have to be three consecutive days, it could be three times in the same day for a man. If he sees three times, then not only does he need 7 days, he also needs to bring a karban. So for the man, even two times is going to be Matameh for 7 days. So on that level, he's stricter than a woman, but he's not going to have to bring karban unless he sees three times. Now, given those basic halachos, Zav Sharash Te Ri'ils, a Zav who has two Ri'ils, which again means he's Tameh for 7 days, but he will not have to bring a karban. Shochten alav b'shvi. So on the seventh day of his tumah, we can shech the karban pesach for him. Why? Because by that night, he's going to be tahar already. By that night, he's going to be allowed to eat the karban pesach. He's going to be perfectly tahar. Remember, he has no karban to bring, so he's not a mechusar kippurim. He's going to be perfectly fine. Ra'ash shalosh, a man sees three re'eos of ziva, shochten alav b'shmini shalosh. Then we can only shech the karban pesach for him on the eighth day, because on that eighth day he has to bring a karban. On the seventh day we can't shech for him, because that night that follows the seventh day he's not going to be allowed to eat a karban pesach, because he still needs to bring karban on the eighth day. So we can only shech the karban pesach for him on the eighth day, even if he has not yet brought his karban, we can shech the karban pesach for him. Shomeres yom keneged yom, you have a woman who's a shomeres yom keneged yom, she bled once or twice, shochten alav b'sheni shalosh. We can shech for her on that day following the day that she bled, because again, as long as she doesn't bleed that day, she's going to be tahara by that night, and she has no carbon that she has to bring. If she bleeds for 2 days, so on the third day we could check the carbon for her, because again, there's no chi of carbon, there's not going to be any further tumah as long as she doesn't bleed that day. Vazava, but if she's a zava gedola who bled for 3 straight days and she needs shiva nekiim, then we only check for her on the eighth day, because the eighth day is the day that she brings her carbon. So by that night, she'll be able to be Tahora. entirely. We could check the karban for someone who's a tevul yom, someone who went to the mikvah and is just waiting for nightfall to become tahar, or for a mechusar kippurim, someone who needs to bring a karban, already went to the mikvah and had nightfall, but just needs to bring a karban to become tahar. Then shechtim v'zorkin al tamei sheretz, but we do not shecht or zorek the dam of a karban pesach for someone who's tamei sheretz. V'ula amar nula disagrees. He says af shechtim v'zorkin al tamei sheretz. We can even shecht the karban pesach for someone who's tamei sheretz. Now, someone who's tamei sheretz is only tamei that day. If a person touches the sheretz right now, he goes to the mikvah in an hour from now, he's tahar by that night. He's a tvul yom for the rest of the day, and by night time he's totally tahar. So wait a second. L'rav, ma'ishna tvul yom de chazilurta, tamei sheretz nami chazilurta. So why is it that a tvul yom you're allowed to shech the karban pesach for, but someone who becomes tamei sheretz, who can also become tahar by tonight, we're not allowed to shech the karban pesach for? Why not? He'll be able to eat the karban pesach tonight. What's the problem? So says Gemara, mechusar tevila, because the guy who touched the sheretz hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. So that's why we can't do it. Tvul yom nami mechusar arav shemesh. But a tvul yom still needs arav shemesh in order to become tahar. So shimshim emela arva. Yeah, but arav shemesh happens on its own, so that he doesn't have to do anything. Mechusar kippurim nami mechusar kapara. But we said you're allowed to shecht for mechusar kippurim, even though he didn't yet bring his karban. That doesn't happen on its own. He's going to have to actually bring his karban. Shekino biyada. No, we assume he already has his karban in hand. Tamei sheretz nami, hari mikvah lefanav. Yeah, but someone who's a tamei sheretz can also become tar very easily. The mikvah's right there. It's just like having the carbon in your hand. The mikvah's right there. So says Gemara, Dilma Pasha, but maybe he'll be negligent and he won't use the mikvah. Iyachim mechusar kippurim nami, Dilma Pasha. Well, then you should have the same concern by mechusar kippurim. Maybe he'll be negligent anyway. He has the bird in his hand to bring his carbon. Maybe he won't bring it. So kigon demasrinu lebezdin. Now the case is that he gave it to the bezdin already to deal with. So he gave the money to the Beis Din, so it's already out of his hands. Ukat Rav Shmaya, and this is assuming like Rav Shmaya, Damar Chazaka in Beis Din Shel Kohanim Omdim Mishamat Shiach L'Moshe B'Shofros. The Beis Din Shel Kohanim will not leave until all the money in the communal shofros, in the communal tzedakah boxes, that are not tzedakah boxes, the carbon boxes that they keep the money in for carbonos, is all used up and all the carbonos are brought and everything's taken care of. So you could trust that everything's going to be taken care of. Ule Rav Midoraisa Mechse Chazi. So now, according to Rav's approach, really, so what's the reason why we won't shecht for a tamei sheretz? Because we're afraid he's going to be posheya. That doesn't sound like a daraisa reason, right? It's all midarabanan that we're afraid he's going to be posheya, that he's not going to go to the mikvah. But midaraisa, it would be totally okay to shecht for him. So alama amrav mitamenechamim v'sheretz. So why, when we had a case where 50% of Klal Yisrael was tamei, 50% was tahar, Rav said, oh, no problem, here's what you do. Be mitame one extra person with the sheretz, then it will be rov klal yisrael betuma, then everyone can bring the carbon pesach. Being mitame one guy with the sheretz doesn't help, because someone who's tame sheretz, you can be shochet alav. It's not the kind of tuma midar raisa. It's not the kind of tuma that would stop you from being shochet alav. El l'rav midar raisa nami l'chazi. So it must be that according to Rav, on a dar raisa level, there's a problem with the tame sheretz, with bringing carbon pesach for tame sheretz. Tichziv, because the pasuk says ish ish ki yeh tame l'nefesh milo askin v'shechal shvi shel alios berav ha-pesach tainu tuma sheretz. That when a person's tame meis, we say even if the seventh day of tumas meis falls out on of Pesach, you're not allowed a shecht for a carbon Pesach for him. He has the same status of a tamei sheretz. V'amrav Rachman Nidchi, and the pasuk still says, do not shecht for him. V'chitei m'maydahachi. And if you're going to say, well, how do you know that that's the case? Maybe when it talks about a tamei nefesh, it doesn't say tamei sheretz. Maybe you're talking about a tamei meis that's not on his seventh day yet, and that's the person we can't shecht for. But maybe a tamei meis on his seventh day we can shecht for. So savil k'rabi yitzchak tamer tamei meis mitzvah yushachal shvi yishal anlios v'rav Pesach. No, we're assuming like Rabbi Yitzchak that we're talking about someone whose seventh day of tumah fell on erev Pesach. Shnemar v'lo yochel lasos haPesach b'yamahu. B'yamahu hu then yichol lasos, avul l'machar yichol lasos. That on that day of erev Pesach they couldn't bring his carbon Pesach. But the implication is, had you just waited one more day, had erev Pesach fallen out one day later, then he would have been able to bring it. That's talking about tamei meis on his seventh day. One day later, he would have been able to bring his carbon Pesach. And still, v'amrachmana nidchu. The pasuk says he's not allowed to bring carbon pesach. So Tana and Zav Shara Shtei Rios. It says in our Mishnah that if a Zav has two Rios, Shochtan Lav Bishvi, on the seventh day we bring carbon pesach for him. My lav de lo tavil. Aren't we talking about a case where he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet? Ushramino shoftim zokin al tamei sheretz. So he should be have the same exact status as a tamei sheretz who hasn't gone to the mikveh. So don't you see from our mishnah that you're allowed a shecht for such a person? Says Gemara, lo de tavil. In our mishnah, we're talking about a guy who already went to the mikveh. E tavil my kamashmal. But if we're talking about a guy who already went to the mikveh, then what's the chiddush? Hakamashmal. This is the chiddush. Da'afagav the mechutzar arv shemesh kamashmal de shem shem meila arva. That even though he's not totally tar until sunset, yeah, but that's going to happen in Mimela, that's going to happen on its own, so it's good enough we could check for him. And it sounds that the Mishnah must be talking about such a case. Because it says in the Sefer, if the Zav saw three Re'eos, you could check for him on the eighth day. So if you say that when we talk about a Zav Sharash Dei Re'eos, we're talking about a guy who already went to the mikvah, so Yisrach, I understand what the Chiddush is in the next line. I might have thought, yeah, Zav who saw two Re'eos on his third day, he already went to the mikveh, he doesn't need to do anything else to become tar. That's why you could check the Karban Pesach for him. But a guy who saw three Re'eos on his seventh day, he still needs to bring a Karban. So I would think that it's no good. You cannot check the Karban Pesach for him because he still needs to bring his Karban for his Tara. That's why he comes tell me, Dafagav the Mechusa Kapara, Shokhtim Vizorkni Lavei. Even though he lacks kapar, you could still be shochet or zorik for him. Eliyam rush shteirios b'shvi delo tavil. But if you say the case of shteirios is where he hasn't gone to the mikvah, rush sholosh b'shmini lameli. Then what's the chiddush of a guy on the eighth day after seeing three rios? Hashi yeshlam rush shteirios b'shvi delo tavil. Detamim al yehu. If he saw shteirios on the seventh day where he's absolutely and he hasn't gone to the mikvah where he's totally tamei, shachtin v'zarkin lavei. We're still shochet and zorik for him. Rush sholosh b'shmini. Then a guy who had three rios and it's already on his eighth day, so he already went to the mikvah, so he has a much weaker form of tumah. Of course, he could be shochet for him. So it must be the case of the rosh rios is talking about a guy who already was tovel, and that's the chiddush of the mishnah. Says Gemara, love. It's not a good raya. Maybe talking about the case where he had not yet gone to the mikvah. What's the chiddush then of the case of the rush day shalosh rios v'isrich salka daita chamina b'shvi yehuda biyadu l'sakein? I would think that on the seventh day after seeing two rios, he has the ability to fix his problem by going to the mikvah avul b'shmini dein biyadu l'akrav karban. But on the eighth day, he has no ability to fix his problem because he can't bring the karban himself. He needs to rely on others to do it. Ema pashi bekohanim. So I might think that you have to worry that maybe the kohanim are going to be posheya. So kavashmon. That's what the chiddush of the shalosh rios is, kidrav shmaya, to tell me that you never have to worry that kohanim are going to be posheya. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from two dots tomorrow.